Looking to keep up with recruiting trends and headlines? You're in the right place. Welcome to Career Crossroads, the premier talent acquisition community with your host, Chris Hoyt and Jerry Crispin.
Hello, everybody. Chris Hoyt here with CXR and another podcast. Seeking to improve diversity and inclusion? Consider these recommendations. Talent acquisition professionals in any specialty, ranging from university relations to sourcers to candidate experience directors, are working hard to find new ways to enhance diversity and inclusion. We've decided to share some tried and true tactics that are based on actual leadership discussions and activities held at a number of our CXR community meetings. Additionally, the CXR team is including here the details of an exercise that was designed to help organizations identify where they should invest their resources. Upon completion of this article, readers can expect to have the fuel required to spark some meaningful discussions internally, if they're not already having them, and even kick off their next team meeting with an eye-opening activity. A diverse workplace is composed of employees with varying characteristics, including, but not limited to, gender, ethnicity, physical ability and disability, education, socioeconomic background, working experience, educational backgrounds, religion, and sexual orientation, just to name a few. What most companies should be striving for is an inclusive workplace, a place that accepts diversity, embraces the strengths of each person, and seeks to provide opportunities for everyone to achieve their full potential. Now, CXR leaders share that even the best diversity initiatives will fall flat if the workforce isn't truly inclusive. And it's hard to inspire inclusivity if you don't have a diverse employee group to draw upon. Much as people are clearly recognizing that candidate experience covers far more than just the interview process, organizations are starting to realize that diversity and inclusion initiatives need to start long before employment and extend well afterward. How are companies measuring success in diversity and inclusion initiatives? At CXR community meetings, we hear from too many recruiting leaders that they don't yet have specific, measurable goals for diversity hiring and internal mobility. And while they are told to improve diversity hiring, they aren't permitted to see data points that would help them have an impact on the business. In essence, diversity and inclusion objectives are often just aspirational because they can't always be measured. And as a result, many organizations prefer not to even call them goals at all, but instead label them as good faith efforts. Now, on the flip side, for those who do have metrics to review, data can tempt even the best recruiter into making poor decisions. It can be a slippery slope when the only female in the running for your hard-to-fill tech job isn't even the sixth most qualified candidate, but you've been given an objective to hire more women as a loose metric related to your next pay raise. Where are diversity metrics coming from? When available, diversity metrics are most often gathered through self-identification at the apply phase of the recruiting process, and then again, and often with different results, in the hiring or onboarding phase. All too often, however, that data is only available in some aggregate form, and even that rarely trickles down to the recruiters who are responsible for building the candidate slates. On top of the lack of data access, we're seeing trends of candidates and hires choosing not to self-identify, with this most notably happening with early career candidates. Many people, particularly in younger generations, want to be evaluated on skills rather than the inherited traits or personal choices, and have reported to larger companies that they don't always trust why the company is asking diversity-related questions or even what they'll do with the information that might be provided. Little access to data, forced decisions, poor data collection, and it's no wonder diversity and inclusion initiatives are a constant topic of discussion and frustration. Everyone is struggling, and just like so many other things within the world of talent acquisition, there simply isn't a silver bullet to be found. What tactics are companies investing in now to enhance inclusion? CXR community member companies include world-recognized brands and all have one key thing in common, and that's literally a requirement of membership at CXR. Their talent acquisition teams and leaders are at the forefront of innovation. When we ask them where they are investing their resources to enhance inclusion, the answers are noteworthy. Regardless of the resources used, the common theme among those recruiting leaders is that if you are trying to make evidence-based decisions, targeting people from a variety of sources, and using a diverse cast of actors within your process, so recruiters, hiring managers, interviewers, then you should start seeing differences in diversity hiring numbers. It's why we at CXR are taking the stance that it is long past time to better partner with the talent management function in order to strengthen true inclusion efforts within your organization. Now, I've got a dozen examples of tactics that CXR community members are using with success. I'm going to share them here with you. Now, number one, partnerships with diverse organizations at both college and professional levels. Number two, on-site events, bringing in candidates from minority-serving organizations for a professional development opportunity with interviews and same-day offers in an effort to show people the organization's culture so they can better picture themselves there. Number three, developing diverse teams to attend off-site diversity-themed events. Number four, establishing a focused diversity sourcing team. Number five, making sure there is both leadership participation and stakeholders involved within employee resource groups. Number six, including unconscious bias training for recruiters and hiring managers as part of required training and development programs. Number seven, creating a revision or review process to remove unconscious bias from job descriptions and marketing copy. Number eight, sponsoring high school and community events to start reaching out to a diverse population earlier in the candidate journey and education. Number nine, assigning a specific recruiter to specific outreach where they have an affinity. Don't have a recruiter with a specific affinity? Look to team up with employees. Number 10, representing diversity in marketing and communication materials, both internal and external to the organization. Number 11, mandating diversity within the interview process on the company side by delivering a diverse slate of decision-making interviewees to the candidates throughout the process. And finally, number 12, ensuring that disability and inclusion efforts go beyond traditional metrics of gender or ethnicity and actually focus on the diversity of education, of thought, and experience rather than just disabilities or veterans, for example. The best investments in the world are only good if they truly resonate with your target audience. Now, over the last year, we challenged hundreds of CXR community talent acquisition leaders at top Fortune companies to explore how they perceive their employee values and, in turn, what their candidates feel are important. In this case, specifically, candidates with varying disabilities. Now, during those exercises and the subsequent conversations, it quickly became obvious every single time that one-size-fits-all messaging is no longer acceptable, particularly if you were focusing on diversity initiatives. Now, using research inspired by a Universum study, we first asked leaders to prioritize what was important to their company from an extensive list of elements within the categories of corporate reputation, people and culture, job characteristics, and rewards. Then, unbeknownst to them, they were given or selected a specific persona and asked to do the same exercise as best they could through the eyes of that candidate. Now, the personas of candidates with the following disabilities were considered: speech impairment, hearing impairment, vision impairment, dyslexia, autism, multiple sclerosis, and mobility challenges. Tripped up by knowledge gaps. Teams participating quickly identified two additional challenges with the target market. First, not all disabilities are easily identified and some must be disclosed, something that is already often proving difficult to discover or even collect. Also, some disabilities require varying levels of accommodations while others are work ready and require little adaptation, if any. Either way, even the best messaging won't reach the right people if you can't segment the audience and determine their needs. The second challenge discussed was the challenge around learning more about a candidate's actual needs. Even the most senior of leaders found themselves making a lot of assumptions while working through this exercise. It became very clear that they simply don't know enough about what they could be doing or if what they are offering is even sufficient. We weren't expecting the exercise to uncover these challenges initially, but over the course of repeating this with various leaders and leadership levels, we recognize that they are certainly real. It's also important to note the realization that we all have biases and knowledge gaps. Internal training, particularly interview training, is primed to be part of the solution at so many organizations looking to meet the needs of candidates with various requirements, but isn't advancing as quickly as anyone would like. Seeking the innovative solution to hiring candidates with disabilities. The go-to solutions presented were ones we've all heard before. Employee resource groups, improved communication of offering, flexible work conditions. The exercise didn't uncover much innovation in immediately addressing the challenge, but most certainly sparked hours of incredible discussions and varying levels of enlightenment. With the unprecedented amount of experience and expertise involved in these exercises with hundreds of TA leaders, why didn't we walk away from these deep dives with brand new solutions that could be successfully implemented immediately and in any company? In large part, because of the two challenges mentioned above. There is a startlingly large gap of baseline knowledge around the details of diversity initiatives that not only needs to be shared, but in many instances, simply discovered. So while there are some exciting opportunities for new and meaningful work to help chip away at the challenge, many organizations still need to better define the box before they can even begin to think outside of it. If you're interested in downloading the materials for the exercise conducted, simply point your browser to www.cxr.works/diversity-download. You can find the slides required and some of our notes around how it's ideally executed with groups. Jerry Crispin and I would love to hear from you if you have any questions, or if you happen to improve upon the exercise, we'd welcome your recommendations and feedback. Additionally, if you're interested in seeing if your company qualifies for membership at CXR, drop us a line or call us directly and we'll set up an interview.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Career Crossroads. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review and subscribe. And for more great content and to stay up to date, visit careerxroads.com, facebook.com, and twitter.com/careerxroads. We'll catch you next time.